everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
And we are reading Frankenstein for this month's literature article.
So Victor Frankenstein is a scientist, and one day he figures out how to make new life.
Very smart, maybe very silly. So what he does is he starts stealing body parts and putting them all together to make a human being.
It takes a long time, but after a few months, his creature comes to life.
Now his creature is very ugly. And it doesn't look like a normal person.
He's huge and has yellow eyes. Victor runs away from his monster because he's scared.
Yeah, like you should be. Okay, so even though Victor's monster is ugly, it is still a human being. So the monster gets sad and lonely when Victor leaves.
The monster decides to look for a new place to live.
I wonder where he goes.
I wonder it too.
So let's find out where he goes and what happens next in today's article.
Frankenstein.
The monster goes to many towns to find a new home. However, everyone is scared of him because he is ugly. His sadness turns to hate. He decides to get revenge on Victor, so he kills Victor's brother.When Victor finds out, he feels guilty. He asks himself,
"Why did I create this monster?"
One day, the monster goes back to Victor. He tells Victor,
"You gave me life, but I'm miserable. Everyone is afraid of me, and I'm very lonely. You must make a wife for me."
Victor refuses. The monster says,
"If you don't do it, then I will destroy the rest of your family."
Word power!
Kill, kill. Bob killed 5 mosquitoes in his room last night. Bob killed 5 mosquitoes in his room last night. Create, create. Create, created, created. This company created more than 4,000 jobs for young people.This company created more than 4,000 jobs for young people. Wife, wife. Jason bought his wife some red roses on her birthday. Jason bought his wife some red roses on her birthday. Refuse.Refuse, refuse, refused, refused. Sophie's parents refused to let her use the car after 9 p.m. Sophie's parents refused to let her use the car after 9 p.m.
Okay, so in day 2 of our article,We're finding out what the monster's doing. Here it says, the monster goes to many towns to find a new home.
所以这只 Victor 创造出来的怪物到了好多的城镇去找新家。So people on the streets can see him, right? I wonder what their reactions would be. Like this.
Yeah, probably like
feeling
that.
Feeling scared.
Maybe, ah!
Yeah.
Maybe like that too.That's what I would do at least. I would probably gasp and then scream and then run. And here in the article, that's what the people do. It says, however, everyone is scared of him because he is ugly.
然而呢，大家都对他感到害怕，因为他太丑了。Poor monster! He didn't ask for this.
No, he just wants a friend. Okay, well, we know he's sad. Mm-hmm. He's sad and lonely. That's going to change, though.Here in the article, it says, his sadness turns to hate.
他的悲伤转变成了恨意。
uh-oh. So he was just very sad at first. Mm-hmm. No one wants to be my friend. But then that sadness, it turned to hate. Now that's really bad.
没错，我们看到 sadness 这个字呢，它是一个名词哦，是由 sad sad 这个形容词在字尾加上 ness 变成的名词，代表的是悲伤难过。那 hate 在文章里面也是个名词的用法，代表的是内心的憎恨恨意。So with hate in him,、mm-hmm. what is he going to do?
Well, you know you never do good things when you're full of hate.、Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's find out. The monster is traveling around. No one wants to talk to him.Now he's really mad. So in the article, it says he decides to get revenge on Victor. So he kills Victor's brother.
他决定呢、要向 Victor 报仇。Revenge 是报复、报仇的意思。文章说到 get revenge on somebody, 那就是向某个人报复、报仇。But how does the monster revenge on Victor? He kills Victor's brother. 他杀了 Victor 的弟弟。
He kills Victor's brother. So this revenge, or the monster's revenge, was to kill the brother. Now, kill is a verb. It's spelled K-I-L-L, kill. And we're going to find out what it means now. When you kill a person or an animal, you make them die.Now, you can also kill plants, especially if you don't water them or you water them too much. Here's an example. Bob killed 5 mosquitoes in his room last night. Bob killed 5 mosquitoes in his room last night.
Kill 是杀，不仅是杀，还是杀死哦。所以呢，例句说 ，Bob 昨天晚上呢，在他房间杀死了5只蚊子。So the monster has hate in him.
Mm-hmm.
And the hate makes him violent.
So he's starting to kill people. And he killed Victor's brother. Okay. Obviously, Victor, not、mm-hmm. happy about this. Here it says, when Victor finds out, he feels guilty.
当 Victor 发现的时候，他感到相当内疚。
So now Victor knows that his brother is dead. He feels guilty、mm-hmm. and probably very sad too.
Yes,
that's your brother.
Yeah, he feels guilty. Guilty 这个形容词呢，代表你感到内疚的，有罪恶感的。那如果我们把字尾的 y 去掉 ，guilt 它就是名词，指的是内疚。
So we can also say that Victor has a feeling of guilt. That's right. He's feeling guilty. I should not have done this thing. Mm. Okay, so Victor Frankenstein has a pretty good question for himself. And here it says he asks himself, why did I create this monster?
他就问自己啦，为什么我创造出来这样一个怪物？
I think other people are asking Victor Frankenstein、mm-hmm. the same question.
Why did you do this?
Yeah, okay. So we talked about the verb create. Create is spelled C-R-E-A-T-E, create. And we're going to find out what it means. We're talking about the verb create.When you create something, you make something exist that didn't exist before. Now, you can create problems that weren't there before, or you can create new jobs that people didn't have before. For example, this company created more than 4,000 jobs for young people.This company created more than 4,000 jobs for young people.
Create 是动词创造。那例句说呢，这间公司为了年轻人创造了4000个以上的工作。在例句中呢，我们用到的是它的过去式 created.Aaron, are you good at creating things?
I'm good at creating paperwork.
So it means that you are creative?
Well, I don't know. I'm good at drawing lines on paper and putting things in boxes.
So creative, 这个形容词呢，代表的是有创意、有创造力的。Or I can say somebody has creativity.
Oh.
也就是充满创造力 ,creativity 这个名词。
Okay, so I don't know. I don't know if this Victor guy is, I guess he's creative. He wants to create new life. But
yeah.
maybe it doesn't work out so well for him. So,
and the monster here is still lonely.
That's right, he's still lonely. So even though he got revenge, he still doesn't have any friends. So here's what happens. It says, one day, the monster goes back to Victor.
有一天呢，怪物回去找 Victor. He must have something to say to him.
And I don't think it's I'm sorry. Okay, so here's what the monster says. He tells Victor, you gave me life, but I'm miserable.
他跟 Victor 说呢，你给了我生命，可是我活得很悲惨。
So even though the monster has life, life is a good thing, he's not happy.
He's not happy.
Right. In fact, he's so unhappy, he's miserable.
Miserable, 这个形容词就是悲惨的、痛苦的。Victor gave the monster life, but the monster was really, really miserable. 那我们看到 gave 这个授予动词呢是 give 的过去式。我们也可以将句子转换成 Victor gave life to the monster. 那我们现在就进到 Matchbox 听讲师讲解授予动词的用法。
同学们什么时候生日呢？你生日的时候会收到礼物吗？你最想要的礼物又是什么呢？如果是我本人的话，当然是什么都不需要了，因为呢，真爱能够胜过一切，我就是用爱克服万难的冰雪女王艾莎。话是这么说，但是呢，如果有人送我礼物，哈哈，我还是会很开心的啦。像是呢，去年雪宝送了一些红萝卜给我。He gave me some carrots. He gave me some carrots. 朋友之间呢就是这样有来有往。这么常发生的事情呢，我们该怎么用英文来表示呢？英文里面呢就有一类动词叫做授予动词，专门用来呢表示给谁。比方说呢，我们刚刚用的 give 给予 ，send 寄给你，或者是 lend 借给谁。buy 买东西等等哦，它的特色呢就是呢和介系词连用，且需要两个受词咯。两个受词呢，一个是直接受词，一个是间接受词。直接受词呢就是你给予的物品，间接受词呢就是给予的对象。听起来很复杂，但是其实很简单咯。例如呢 ，My sister Anna gave a birthday present to me. My sister Anna.Gave a birthday present to me. Anna 呢给了我一个生日礼物，其中呢 birthday present 她送我的生日礼物呢就是直接受词，而 me 她送给我也就是被授予的对象呢就是我们的间接受词。所以呢句型就是主词、授予动词、直接受词、介系词、间接受词这样子的句型了。但是其实呢，授予动词呢又有分成 to 和 for 这两个派系咯，我们分别来看。首先 to 这一派的呢有 give, lend, send, offer 等等。至于搭配介系词 for 的动词呢有 buy, pick, choose, get 等等。再看另一个字让你更清楚咯，既然安娜都送我礼物了，哈哈，身为好姐妹的我当然要回礼咯。I bought a doll for Anna as a birthday gift. I bought a doll for Anna as a birthday gift. 我买给安娜一个娃娃当作生日礼物。这样子你有清楚了吗？不过句子里面的介系词呢也是可以省略的，但是呢可不是直接省略就好。省略介系词后呢，我们就要把直接受词和间接受词的顺序换过来，它呢就变成了主词、授予动词，后面呢加上间接受词，再加上直接受词。例如呢，我们刚刚句子换句话说了，我们改成 My sister Anna gave me a birthday present. My sister Anna gave me a birthday present. OK， 另外我们句子呢 bought by 也可以这样改写咯。I bought Anna a doll.As a birthday gift, I bought Anna a doll. 我买给安娜一个娃娃。OK, Anna 是间接受词 ，a doll 是直接受词。注意到它的位置跟刚刚我们用介系词的方法不同咯。 这个用法呢非常的口语，在日常生活中很常使用，大家赶快学起来吧。
Miserable is not a good way to feel. What's something that makes you feel miserable?
When I have to work 7 days a week.
Oh, no vacations.
From Monday to Sunday. From Sunday to Monday.
No holidays. That can make people miserable.
I feel miserable.
Right. I feel miserable when I feel sick.
You have to stay in bed or you still have to go to work.
Yeah, not great. Okay, well, now that we know how the monster is feeling, let's find out what else he says. Here it says, everyone is afraid of me and I'm very lonely.
他继续跟 Victor 说，每个人都害怕我，我非常的寂寞。And what else does the monster say to Victor?
Well,Now he's going to tell Victor what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, you must make a wife for me.
你一定要创造一个老婆给我。
Oh, this doesn't sound like good news.
So Victor has to go back to some graves.
Okay, well, the monster wants a wife. Now, wife is a noun, and it's spelled W-I-F-E, wife. Let's find out what it means now. We're talking about a wife.A wife is the woman that a man is married to. Now, a man that is married to a woman is called a husband. So, husband and wife. Here's an example sentence. Jason bought his wife some red roses on her birthday. Jason bought his wife some red roses on her birthday.
Wife 是老婆、妻子，那记得哦，复数必须要把字尾的 F-E 去掉，加上 V-E-S 变成 wives。那老公呢，叫做 husband、H-U-S-B-A-N-D, husband。那我们的例句说呢 ，Jason 在他妻子生日当天买了一些红玫瑰给他。So the monster asks for a wife from Victor. Is Victor going to say yes?
Well, I don't know if Victor has much of a choice because...He knows the monster is going to hurt someone、if he doesn't, but let's see if he's smart. So, the monster wants Frankenstein to make him a wife. Here in the article, it says, Victor refuses.
Ooh, Victor 拒绝了 He says no.
Refuses our last word power word today. It's a verb, and it's spelled R-E-F-U-S-E, refuse. Let's find out what it means.When you refuse to do something, you say you will not do something that another person has asked you to do. So, the monster asked Frankenstein to make him a wife, and Frankenstein said no. Here's another example. Sophie's parents refused to let her use the car after 9 p.m. Sophie's parents refused to let her use the car after 9 p.m.
Refuse 这个动词是拒绝。例句说呢 ，Sophie 的父母拒绝让她在晚间九点之后用车。那例句用到的是过去式，在字尾加 d 变成 refused 就可以了。那如果我们去 refuse to do something， 代表我们拒绝做某件事。Victor refuses to make a wife for the monster.
Okay. Well.We know how that's gonna go.、And here the monster says, if you don't do it, then I will destroy the rest of your family.
那这只怪物就继续说了，如果你不给我一个老婆，我就会摧毁你剩下的家人。
Oh dear. So who is the monster going to destroy or kill now? The rest of Victor's family.
Destroy, 它这个动词呢代表是摧毁、破坏。这里要对 the rest of Victor's family, 也就是 Victor 家人剩下的部分，也就是剩下的家人，要把他们都杀光光、摧毁掉。So the monster here is threatening Victor, 他是在威胁他。So Victor already lost his brother, is he going to say yes to the monster?
Well...I guess we're going to have to find out in tomorrow's article. But for now, we're going straight to review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Welcome back to review time. It's time for one of my favorite games, Hangman.
Hangman.
Let's see if we can get a monster up here.
I know. Ooh, okay.
Elsie's really good at spelling words, so I'm not sure if I'll win, but
I'll try to make some mistakes.
Okay. So, Elsie, what is the first letter you want to guess?
I want A.
No A.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, so I got the monster's head.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, I want E.
Okay, there is some E's.
I want to do A-E-I-O-U first.
Uh-huh, good job.
Ooh, wait.
She's got two E's.
So, maybe let me do R.
Oh, I think she's getting it. I'm going to lose.
R-E-R-E-E. And then, I know this word, refuse.
That's right. So
R-E-F-U-S-E,
refuse. Okay, well, I'll erase my head.
Can you just leave the head there?
I mean, I can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we'll try the next one.
Ho-ho.
Four letters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do A first. Always
there,
A.
There is no A.
Monster's body. No A. And then maybe E?
No E.
What? No E? Then I.
Oh, we do have an I.
Okay, I is in the middle. The second.
Mm-hmm.
O.
No O.
U.
No, you.
Okay, so I have three consonants here. Okay, it's kill.
It is. How do we spell it?
K-I-L-L.
K-I-L-L. I almost killed you, but you killed me.
You almost killed me. Okay.
All right. Well, good job, Elsie. You've won Hangman again.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to say goodbye. So for A Plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Frankenstein.
The monster goes to many towns to find a new home. However, everyone is scared of him because he is ugly. His sadness turns to hate. He decides to get revenge on Victor, so he kills Victor's brother. When Victor finds out, he feels guilty. He asks himself,
"Why did I create this monster?"
One day, the monster goes back to Victor. He tells Victor,
"You gave me life, but I'm miserable. Everyone is afraid of me, and I'm very lonely. You must make a wife for me."
Victor refuses. The monster says,
"If you don't do it, then I will destroy the rest of your family."
Kill, kill. Bob killed 5 mosquitoes in his room last night. Bob killed 5 mosquitoes in his room last night. Create, 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 created, created. This company created more than 4,000 jobs for young people. This company created more than 4,000 jobs for young people. Wife, wife. Jason bought his wife some red roses on her birthday. Jason bought his wife some red roses on her birthday. Refuse, 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 refused, refused. Sophie's parents refused to let her use the car after 9 p.m. Sophie's parents refused to let her use the car after 9 p.m.